I wish that I could tell myself before I got my dentures that it was going to definitely be a tougher road than I had ever expected or anticipated.
Today, I'm joined by Randy. He's going to reveal the top three reasons he regretted getting dentures and why he ended up ditching them for dental implants.
I can't wait until you hear reason number two, because it was completely the most unexpected.
Before we dive in, I know those watching might be thinking, what is the cost of dental implants? And you can check out the dental implant cost guide in the description below for more information. Let's get into it. Let's start with reason number three of why you regret getting dentures, which has to do with eating. So how did your dentures limit you in regards to eating?
Well, for me, it was pretty much impossible to eat wearing my dentures. When I was in a situation where it was, say, Christmas dinner or something like that, I would go through the agony of getting my dentures in, bleeding internally in my mouth, all of those things. But I could not even remotely snack on anything. There were no crackers. There was nothing. It didn't matter how hard, soft, or whatever it may be. It was not going to happen. So I spent all of those years of not being able to eat. And even when, I'd be in a situation where, again, a rare occasion that I left and was out in public for dinner, I would always be full, or I just had eaten because I couldn't eat. It just wasn't possible. So I basically hid at home and swallowed my food. Oh.
How do you think that affected you mentally over all these years of having to go through that?
That's one of the biggest things, the whole mental side of this, that I try to stress when, I'm talking about this situation, either, to family members who, think they can't have this done and things like that, is it's so important to just feel like you are on this planet and you are just a regular old human being like everyone else. And when you have severe dental issues, or for me, complete dentures that, made you so uncomfortable that you were miserable, it starts sending you down this deep, dark hole of depression. And you start, I started feeling less than. I started feeling like there was no confidence, because I felt like, I was just, I was someone who everyone was going to stare at. And the fact of the matter, all of those things were based on truth and situations that I had experienced.
And I can't believe that, that happened through all those years. That's a long time to be in that amount of mental pain, more, and physical.
Treacherous, because it's both wrapped up into one. And, it really depended on the situation. Like, sometimes the mental was worse than the physical. Sometimes the physical was worse than the mental. And it didn't matter, but one was always sky high and one was not far behind it. It was a terrible point in life.
Well, let's talk about the flip side of that then. You did get dental implants. You transitioned from your dentures to dental implants. And can you talk about, how they have enhanced your ability to eat and how life has been like eating with them?
As far as since I've actually received my dental implant, of course, I went through the beginning phase. We get them in 24 hours, your permanence, which is phenomenal. And one of the absolute biggest reasons why I went with Nuvia in the first place. But a quick 4 months later, after following, your soft food diet, the old plastic fork, we become best friends with it. But, and it's an easy 4 months to get through. And then once you're through that, Man, it's on. There is not one single thing that I have not eaten, even if it was something that may not be my favorite thing, but it was the challenge of it. I have actually tried just because, and it's crazy. These guys are bionic or something. I don't know what it is, but it's wonderful because I do like crunchy things. You know, I love salad. I can eat salad perfectly. I get to enjoy all the croutons. I have to get extra croutons. You know, I have almost 10 years to make up for.
Right.
Now, like, I'll even be chilling on the couch. Call, you know, ready for the night, you know, my comfy clothes, and I'll get a call from a friend. You know, it is Las Vegas. We are 24/7.
True
And I'll
that.
get a call from a friend, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to meet up and, you know, grab a bite or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, just give me a few minutes. And I can't get out the door fast enough. And
Oh
it's
my.
awesome because before, even if I were going to try that, it was a good 30, 45 minutes of me adjusting, getting the bleedings to stop, you know, that whole terrible process.
See, now that brings me to, reason number two, right? Which is money and time spent with your denture, right? So, for example, how much time and maybe money did you spend on the supplies it took to, keep them in, or what did that look like, and how much, do you think you were spending on that over time?
Well, for supplies, I was lucky on the denture themselves as the set because the VA for me provided them. But I do have relatives who, you know, don't have that option. And I know they have gone 12, 15 years. It's been so long, I honestly can't remember. Of not having any teeth at all because they got their set and that was it. They, you know, they're not wealthy and they, you know, can't even afford to try and work with, you know, the dentures or get new ones. But I myself, who was blessed in that side of it, I did get realignments at least once a year. And I did every 2 to 2.5 years, somewhere in that period, I would be a little pushy and make sure that I got a whole new set because they just didn't work. And it was just a repeat process. So I had multiple sets. And then as far as maintenance, you know, I definitely was one who had to use glue. And I would have to use such a huge amount of glue to just get it in there, just praying that it would last. You know, I remember just thinking like, oh my gosh, let my bottoms, which were the worst, just let them stay in 2 or 3 hours. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to avoid even drinking anything because water, soda, wine, beer, didn't matter what it was. Couple drinks and they're loose. It didn't matter how much glue, you know, that you had to deal with. And, you know, speaking of that for me, that was a very lengthy process because I had to put so much on and I had to sit and hold them and then clench my mouth. And all the while, all this is cutting into, you know, the inside of my mouth and I can start tasting blood. You know, it's almost crazy. It almost sounds made up. It was such a horrible process. And, you know, you've got your cleaners, you know, and if you're doing it right, and I know a lot of people don't do this, you know, I was very on it with mine. There's a brush for your gums. You've still got to brush your gums, you know, and a lot of people don't go down that road or whatever because you're so depressed. You are so miserable. You know, you've lost your teeth. What motivation do you have to go brush your gums? I mean, that's just being as real as I can. And you know, but I did, you know, so there were still all of those things involved, plus the extra, you know, the tabs to clean them, the cases, the trips to the dentist. And, you know, when you went to the dentist to get them made, it wasn't just one trip, you know, like even with my dental implants, it was trip for surgery, trip the next day to get these beauties in. a trip at 2 weeks and a trip at 4 months. That's it. I took longer than that and more appointments than that just for the dentures, because you had to go get your fitting and your, you know, trays. Then you had to go back and see if that molding was right. Then they would get them in. Then you would come back and see what needed relined. So all the time, the gas, the money, the aggravation, the stress, the all of that. Meanwhile, I've been sitting here for, you know, last year, because that's way past my 4 months, but last year plus, loving life, eating anything and everything I want. You know, I love having chia seeds back in my life, you know, even all the things that people don't like.
Right.
You know, all of those things. It's wonderful.
And isn't that crazy too? Like, with all that time, let alone that you spent either going to get all the supplies you needed or getting ready or going to even get it realigned, that's a lot of time. Imagine, you know, like you said, you had other cases to be spending money on that, right? And so, wow, that can add up, right? So now let's kind of talk about, you briefly touched on it, but how many appointments has it been to get your dental implants? How is that different in comparison? You were just talking about it, but if you kind of could just bring it up again and dive a little further.
Yeah, it was surgery one day, best nap I've ever had in my entire life. You know, you come home, you want to chill, you want to relax. You know, they do all the extractions, which I didn't have to have, but then they also do the implanting of the post that day. And then the very next day, 24 hours later, they're putting your permanent teeth in your mouth. It's so bizarre.
Wow.
When I did my smile reveal, I couldn't even speak. I just started crying because I was just like, what am I looking at, you know?
Right, exactly. And I have to kind of ask you too, you know, with these appointments, with getting your dental implants, and say, you know, maybe there's a concern that comes up and you need to go back in, like, was that all inclusive? You know, because before, there could be a lot of things you could be paying for, right? So how is it different in Nuvia's case?
I can relate that actually on the dental implant side. And the reason I say that is I went to about 7 different consultations over around a year and a half, 2 year period. And most of them, because I'd been in dentures for so long, you know, I shouldn't say most, there were several that told me I had too much bone loss. There were several that said I had enough, or I had bone loss, but I could have bone grafting to fix it. Again, multiple appointments for this whole process. And in each of those, there was a charge with that. And so you go in and you have all this done, and, you know, it costs more than a gallon of milk, you know, let's be honest. And, you know, you're investing in yourself. And so you spend all this money to get all of this done. And then what if you need adjustments? At least from my experience in my consultations, I was told that, you know, there would be charges on things. There were a couple things that they, you know, that were on the house, but most of the things were, there was a charge involved. Nuvia, it's all inclusive.
Another thing that Nuvia has is that they have payment plans, right? There's a way to finance it.
Yes.
And can you, you know, briefly talk about that, of what I, you know, I kind of, we've mentioned that before, but if you just kind of talk about, you know, the payment plans and where people can find more information about that.
So what's great with Nuvia is, number one, they have the cost guide that is there that you can download and see, you know, kind of what a general payment plan may be for you and what you may be looking at. And to go with that, my point is that Nuvia, part of the consultation when you go in, not only are you going through all these scans and, you know, when you have your scan done, you know, they send it on to the doctor. He's reviewing each step of the process. When you land at the end and all the decisions have made and you are a good candidate, right away, bam, They let you know exactly how much it's going to be. That includes everything. That includes the anesthesiologist who is right there. You have a true medical team all around you, ready to go, watching you, monitoring you, all of those things. And then that, again, that's the beautiful thing about it, is it's all inclusive. You know what your price is. And right away, you can go right into a payment plan. You know, if you get approved for the payment plan, you know, again, right then and there what your monthly payment is going to be. And if it's something you need to think about, you know, you need to go home and look at your budget, you know, so be it. We're all different. I knew going in for myself what would be the maximum I could be able to spend if I were able to get, you know, approved and everything for a payment plan. And I knew what I could spend because I had already gone through my budget anticipating this. You know, I walked in Nuvia an absolute mess because I felt like it was my absolute last chance and my last consultation that I was going to be able to go through. I'd been to everyone else, but you know, I got approved on everything just fine. There's lots of things to cut out. I live on a fixed income. I'm a disabled Army veteran. You know, I can't go out and get a part-time job, different things like that. So what do? You really stop and look at things. You can cut out Starbucks, or you can cut out coffee, you know, to go from anywhere. Cut out your to-go anything, you know, or limit or cut back, you know. No, cut it out. You don't have to change your whole life, but cut back, you know, and cut back on your online shopping. There's a lot of things that we have going on that, if you really stop and think about it, exist. And I was able to do that. And I took and, you know, paid a couple of credit cards off to make so that I didn't have those payments in addition. And am I making a payment on it? Yes. But am I able to and not stress about it? I don't have to stress about it. I have so much happiness and so much joy and so much life in me right now that I feel like if someone said, okay, we'll let you have this for $1 million, I felt like I would find some way to have that, especially knowing what life is now. So, you know, there is a cost. The cost guide is there to help you out, you know, letting you know it. You know, it's a general cost guide, so you can download that and look at it. But go to your consultation. You'll know that day. You know what you're up against. Don't be afraid of going.
Absolutely. And now let's get to the last reason, right? Which is kind of confidence and living life how you want it to, right? So earlier you talked about, you know, you were hiding, you weren't yourself. You weren't who you were meant to be. You were the class clown. So from that to your dental implants, let's talk more about, you know, what has it been like with them? You know, how has it changed from hiding to living again?
Since I went from dentures to having my dental implants, it was crazy because I had so much anxiety with even going out, you know, not counting, just no desire, no self-confidence, all of those things. I had developed this crazy anxiety that went with it. And it's like this magic wand was just like, bloop. The day I got my smile. And for me, it was the next week, 10 days later, something like that. It was pretty quick. I just immediately was like, oh my gosh, somebody else needs to see these. And that was really what got my motivation, because I'm like, I want people to see these. I want to go to the grocery store. You know, I don't want to have it delivered and hide. And was it still a process? Yeah, but I had already had, as I like to say, my Superman cape. That's what I like to refer to my implants as. And, you know, they gave me that power and that strength to start doing those things. And it was really bizarre to me at how quickly I started healing from that and living from that and having the confidence to be out. My whole life is so incredibly different right now than it was a year and a half ago that it blows my mind. And the wildest thing is I went almost 10 years in misery, hiding, depression, all of the things that went with it, losing all of my friends. I lost touch with the world. I lost me. And now the last year and a half have been so amazing that that almost feels like a nightmare, but it was a nightmare I had one night, and it's done. It's like in my memory, and again, going back to the mental health thing, that it's like, it's amazing the healing power of having, you know, this beautiful new smile that you can, you know, feel confident with, that you can eat with. It's amazing the healing powers it has on so many other things in your life.
Absolutely. It's not, and it, yeah, like you said, it's not just the smile. It's everything that is encompassed with that. And that is, I think, the most beautiful thing, and maybe some unexpected things that you didn't know could come from it, right? So many
unexpected things. And that, I like to say a lot of times that my teeth are basically, I call them, you know, I say or refer to it as the gift that keeps on giving, because it's like, I think I've experienced all of these new things, and, you know, now it's just roll on with life, a good life, a happy life. And it's like something else comes along, you know, and you have the confidence to accept that something else, and you have the confidence to go after that something else. I lived in misery and hid. Since having my teeth, I bought a house, bought a new car, joined the chorus, you know, was unanimously elected to the board of directors of the chorus. You know, I the list can go on, even all the smaller things. And the small things that happen, you know, it may not be every day, but every few days, I mean, I still run into it. It's like something you don't think about, and then all of a sudden it happens, and you're like, oh my goodness, that was like the absolute smallest thing. Good example, I sat for 4 hours in the DMV, and I had an appointment and still sat for 4 hours, and I was miserable and I was hating life. And after I got finished with my transaction, she said, because I was renewing my driver's license and things, she said, head on over there to have your picture taken. I jumped up from the desk and was like, yeah, you know, and she started laughing, and she's like, what is that all about? And I was like, you have no idea, because I didn't think anything about that. The whole time I sat there angry, you know, and mad, and, you know, all the things that go with it, you know, it's not going to stop your life, but, you know, we all can relate to that. And I was over there, and I was smiling and cheesing, and I could not wait to get my driver's license in so I could see the picture, because I don't remember the last time I smiled in the picture for it. And it's the best driver's license picture I've ever had. And I don't know if it's just me thinking that
or if it really is,
but it's wonderful. And again, that was something that was so small, something so unexpected. And then it, in the moment, like, you know, it's like the kid on, you know, the waking up on their birthday or on, you know, Christmas or, you know, whatever holiday. It's like you wake up and it's like, yeah, you know. And that's how it was for me over this stupid little pitch.
That is like the sweetest story. Oh,
driver's license. But I still do think it's funny that I really scared this lady, you know. And my appointment was late in the day. Like, they had already locked the doors and we were in there. So this lady, you know, she had been put through it all day long. Anyway, she's like, I have never, in all the years I've worked, you've seen someone excited over a picture. And, you know, when you think about it, we all do talk about that. I remember talking about that years back, like, oh, I hate my picture. I don't want to show my ID or, you know, whatever it may be. And I felt like Mary Tyler Moore throwing my hat, like, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, you deserve to have that moment so bad too. I love that for you. I need to see that picture too. For those watching, as a reminder, you can download that dental implant cost and information guide in the description below. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.